For almost a decade, civilian oversight of the King County Sheriff's Office has struggled to get off the ground. And now a measure on the November ballot is intended to strengthen its powers. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
King County's Office of Law Enforcement Oversight, known as OLEO, is charged with observing the sheriff's misconduct investigations and giving input along the way. But a recent audit found that the office needs more independence and access to information in order to be effective. King County Councilmember Larry Gossett says on a scale of 1 to 10, he'd rate the county's level of civilian oversight at a 2.
The King County Office of Law Enforcement oversight, unfortunately, has very little power.
Gossett wants the office to have a strong citizens advisory group and the power to do its own investigations.
By the way, those are the two key elements of this charter amendment that I'm hopeful passes on November 3rd.
But Gossett and Sheriff John Urquhart both say the amendment strengthening OLEO's role would actually need to be agreed upon by the King County Police Officers Guild. Urquhart calls it symbolic, and he says the political uncertainty has hampered the search for a permanent director for the office.
That's the downside to this particular, the timing of this charter amendment. And that's one of the reasons that I questioned it, because it put OLEO in a state of flux.
And that flux will continue. Urquhart announced Friday he has hired OLEO's interim director, Patty Cole Tyndall, for a management job within his agency. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.